I'm delighted to welcome from Kilkishan, Jim Moroney, who's involved in the St. Patrick's Day parade there on Saturday, today. Jim, you're very welcome to Scariff Bay Community Radio.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks a lot for having us on, to give it a plug.
Yeah, well, no, we're delighted. Now, it's on today, and it's on what time, Jim?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock today. Yep. Okay. So is this, because I know you hadn't one recently, is this the first time there's been a parade in Kilkishan, or is it reviving an old tradition?
The latter, Jim, the latter. It's been a long time, and I was even trying to find out from people how long it's been, and it's definitely been over 20 years, so we could even be looking at the last century, Jim, since there's been a Patrick's Day parade in Kilkishan. So we're technically reviving.
I know, and that's great. And hopefully, you will also attract, because it's the only one, or at least the only local one on the Saturday, you will attract people, hopefully, who, might be involved in other parades like Tulla or Scariff or Killaloe or Feakle on the Sunday.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it, Jim. That was the reason, when we got together, and parents know we got together very late to attack this only in January, so only 2 months ago. And, one of the first things was picking a date, and we kind of said, since we're not established in any way, the bigger and maybe longer running parades are going to pull from us. So we said we go with the Saturday. And that was the main reason, Jim, for that. Yeah.
Okay. So it's on at 1 o'clock. What time and where should people assemble?
Right. Well, yeah, it's on at one. Anybody participating is asked to go to the GA Club at about 12:15, just to make sure that anyway we're well organised to go. And it'll be leaving from very near the GA Club, heading through the village, and finishing up below at the National School. So we're going to touch off every housing estate really along the way, and everybody's front door in the village should be able to hear us coming and get a look if they want, depending on the weather. They mightn't venture out, but they'd be able to see us anyway,
Yes. Well, hopefully the afternoon will be reasonably fine, so hopefully you'll get away without having to cover everything and to bring out the umbrellas. But so it's starting at 1 o'clock, and it'll go right down through the village. Will there be speeches, or will there be anything near at the National School as it finishes?
Not yet. We're still finalising the itinerary for it, but we're blocking the main street at Kilkishan, Jim. Is going to be closed off, and we don't do that for everybody. So
yes,
for a short time, we are going to have a lot of stewarding in place, and for obvious reasons, just for ease of movement and safety and whatnot, we're going to close off the village. People will be able to make their way around it. We're going to stop outside the church at Kilkishan. We're going to have Christy Philpott has agreed. He's an excellent MC. He's agreed to MC it for us, and he's going to announce everybody coming through. And we have a very, very experienced bagpiper who's going to lead the way for us. So we're really, really very lucky to have gotten him, because it's, when we came together 2 months ago, we realized that looking for a bagpiper 2 months before Patrick's Day is not an easy task.
Yes.
So we got extremely lucky there.
Okay, very good. So that's brilliant. And then it'll wind up and people can disperse when they reach the National School.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have some goodies to give out to the kids, because
yes,
let's face it, it's all about them, and it's predominantly going to be made up of all the underage clubs, whether it's hurling, camogie, soccer, handball. So they're all, as many as they like, or more the merrier, are invited to come along and take part. And yeah, there'll be some treats at the end to be handed out.
I know. And if any motorists, I suppose, find their way blocked as they try to navigate the street of Kilkishan, they could do worse than get out of the car and have a look at the parade passing by.
Well, there you go. That's a fair point, Jim. And it's what we lack in numbers, we're hoping to make up with noise. As I said, we're going to have some music along the way, and we have a very, very, very experienced piper who's
yes,
been a piper for over 50 years now. So we're very lucky to snag him. So that's going to be our, yeah, that's absolutely jump out of the car and and
have a good look at what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, Jim, listen, that's great. So again, 12:15 p.m. people should assemble, those participating should assemble near the GA Club, and it'll get going hopefully around 1 o'clock.
Around the 1 o'clock mark, yeah, and hopefully the weather is on our side, Jim.
Great. Well, listen, we wish you the best, Jim, and hopefully the weather will be on your side, and that, you know, people will come out in their droves both to take part and to watch it, because without an audience as well, you know, it's not the same thing. So, listen, thanks for coming on Scariff Bay Community Radio today. Best of luck with this afternoon. Hopefully everything will go well for you.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.